Welcome back, and joining me today is Oklahoma Union Cougars football coach Rick Winbigler. And coach, a tough night this past Friday night, make that short trip to Nowanta to take on the Nowanta Ironmen, and things just didn't go very well for the Cougars on Friday.
No, we didn't execute very well. We had some stuff in to kind of take advantage of some things we saw on film, and we did some alignment errors, and we just didn't execute some of the things that we had that we thought we might have a little bit of success with. Had a couple of kids go down with injury in the game and had to play some kids that had to step up with limited reps in practice. And there were a lot of scenarios that made it a difficult game for us. Obviously, number one being Nowanta's very, very talented, very good football team. And, you know, we got pushed around a little bit, and they're very physical. You know, we didn't execute.
Coach, you have an opportunity, you and the Cougars, an opportunity this Friday hosting Caney Valley. Just like you, Caney Valley has yet to win this year. And what do you know about Caney Valley, and what can you do to stop them?
Well, they're pretty good throwing the ball. They hung some points up on Commerce. You know, we've just got to be disciplined with our pass rush, disciplined in coverage. We just need to get back to basics and be sound and tackle and block and execute, and we feel like that if we can do those basic things in football, we have a chance to compete and have a great game against Caney Valley. They're talented, no doubt. They got a great quarterback, great wide receiver, good offensive line. We really need to bring it, but I think that we're focusing on getting better and kind of getting our confidence back after the Nowanta game. And we feel like we want to really come out of this one and get our first win of the year, but we know it's going to be a battle.
I know on the offensive side, Caney Valley, a little bit weak on the defensive side. What are the Cougars going to have to do offensively to take care of Caney Valley's defense?
Yeah, we're going to have to block. You know, we've been struggling offensively running the football, and there's been a lot of penetration or some assignment busts that we're trying to work towards getting fixed, and the better that we can block and run the football, the better we're going to be. A lot of the stuff that we try to do is based around running the ball, and if there's not a threat for us to run, we become really one-dimensional. Teams start pinning back, blitzing us, overloading our offensive line with more numbers than we can block, and it's very difficult to be balanced offense when you don't have a strong running game established. So we're really going to focus on, you know, getting the running game going to set up the things that we want to do in the passing game. You know, we have our screens, we have our quick stuff that we like on paper. It's just tough to do when teams don't respect the run game. So we're going to really try to establish our zone scheme. We're going to try to get the ball outside. And, you know, we've got our nice two-back set that we've had success with, but we feel like we can spread them out, you know, go trips and two-by-two like we've been doing all year and just have a little more success. We've kind of moved some pieces around, and I feel like the stuff that we've been doing has been there for us, and we just really got to focus and really get it done.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate you visiting with us today. Best of luck to you and the Cougars this Friday against Caney Valley.
Thank you.